In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We go back to Joseph. Joseph, the Lord was with Joseph, and everything he touched turned to gold. Oh yes, everything he touched was prospered. He prospered. Why? Because he is God's man. I'm going to tell you, when you're God's man, things that you touch begin to happen. Things that you touch begin to happen. When you're God's woman, things that you touch begin to happen. God provides. Oh, he is able to provide. Just yesterday, something very simple. We were watching the Jesus film, and I happened to touch a button that put it off, and so we couldn't watch it anymore. And I was trying to fix it, and I couldn't fix it until I said, "Jesus, help me." And immediately it went on. You might say, that's a coincidence. No, I should have asked Jesus at the beginning. But when I said, "Jesus, help me," I got the movie back on. You know, when you're God's man, that doesn't mean you don't suffer. It means that God is with you, and God hears you, and God blesses you and blesses through you. Oh, yes. You are not God's man for yourself alone. You are God's man because God wants to bless people. So we continue. And Jacob said, "My son Benjamin shall not go down with you to Egypt, for his brother Joseph is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befalls him by the way in which you go, then shall you bring down my gray hairs and sorrow to my grave." In other words, this is my favorite son after Joseph, and if this son dies, I will be awful. I will be mourning unto death, unto the grave. And the famine was really bad in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up all the corn which they had bought and brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, "Go again and buy us a little food." They had gone through all the food. There was a great famine. Jacob says to his son, "Go again, because we need food. Without food we can't live." And Judah spoke unto Jacob, saying, "The man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, 'You shall not see my face, except your brother be with you.'" In other words, you're not going to have an audience with Joseph. They don't know it's Joseph, unless Benjamin is with you. "If you will send your brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, 'You shall not see my face, except your brother be with you.'" And Jacob, or Israel is his name, said, "Wherefore dealt ye so ill with me, as to tell the man whether you had yet a brother?" In other words, why did you tell the man you had a brother that was home? And they said, "The man asked us straight out of our state and of our kindred, saying, 'Is your father alive? Do you have another brother?' And we told him, according to the tenor of these words, could we certainly know that he would say, 'Bring your brother Benjamin down'?" In other words, he was asking them questions. And the questions were answered. They had no idea that Joseph was going to ask to bring Benjamin down. And Judah said unto Israel his father, "Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, and we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. I will be for him of my hand shall you require him, if I bring him not unto thee, and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. And now Judah was saying, you know, if something happens to Benjamin, I'll take the blame. Benjamin and Joseph came from Rachel. They were the last two children of Israel, the last two children of Jacob. Jacob and Israel are one in the same. And their father Israel said unto them, if it must be so now, do this. Take the best fruits of the land in your vessels and carry down to the man a present, a little balm, a little honey, spices and myrrh, pistachio nuts and almonds. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise and go again unto the man. They needed to go unto Joseph. They're hungry. No more food. They went through all the food that they had. Oh, but God has a plan for Joseph, just like God has a plan for you. God had a plan for Joseph that he would feed the nations. We need people who will preach the gospel so that we will feed the nations with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the power of the Holy Spirit. We need people that will be Joseph spiritually in the world, that will proclaim the cross of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We need people. We need people. We need people who will open their mouths and proclaim the good news of salvation, that Christ has died, that Christ has been raised up, and that Jesus Christ is coming back again. Take also your brother and arise and go unto the man, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your brother and Benjamin. If I am bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and they took Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. They don't have no idea that this is their brother. They have no idea. But the God, the Lord was with Joseph, made him the governor of Egypt. My Lord, when God anoints you, he also anoints you to be anointed in front of people, in front of businesses. I believe that. When God anoints you, some people he anoints that doors open right away, and that doors were impossible to open. But if he anoints you for that, he opens those doors. I remember praying for a man who might have gone to jail. And as I prayed, I closed my eyes, and I saw a piece of paper being thrown into a bucket. I said, don't worry. He says, why? I said, you're not going to go to jail. God showed me that this case was thrown into a bucket, which means it's over. It's over. I don't know what he did or what he didn't do, but I know that the case was dismissed. God showed me that for that man. Oh, yes. I remember also praying for a woman who had lost her engagement ring, and the Lord showed me where it was, and I found it. At least I believe that's true. I found it, and God showed me, yes, God anoints us not only for the spiritual, but for the physical. Oh, yes, the anointing of God. I tell you, the people know, the men and women of God. How do we know that the people know? Because they find them. They find them. I don't know how people find me. I'm on the radio, but how some people find me in other countries. In Italy, in Naples, in Rome. Yes, And what can I do? The only thing I can do is pray the prayer of faith with them and for them. That's all I can do. I cannot do anything else. And believe with them and for them. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, bring these men home and slay and make ready, for these men shall dine, eat with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph had spoken. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And all the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at first time, are we brought in that we may seek an occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondmen and take our donkeys? That's not it at all. Joseph wants to eat with his brothers. Oh, yes, we know eventually he is going to reveal himself, but not now. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house. And he said, sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass when we came to the inn that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of the sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hands. In other words, we're returning that money. We're returning that money. And the other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, peace be with you. Fear not. Your God and the God of your fathers hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money, and you brought Simeon out unto them. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave them donkeys food. And they made ready the present against Joseph, and it came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house, and they bowed down before him, even unto the earth. That's the prophetic word that Joseph said, that the brothers would all bow down to him. This is real. God knows how to fulfill the prophetic word. God knows how to fulfill the prophetic word. We cannot fulfill it, but God in his time fulfills it. Poor Joseph had to go through an awful lot of agony before the prophetic word was fulfilled. And so it is with us. When God speaks a word to us, we might have to go through a lot of stuff that we don't want to go through in order for that word to be fulfilled. Why? I don't know. I don't know. But I do know God fulfills his word to the crossing of every T and the dotting of every I. And he asked them of their welfare and said, is your father well, the old man? And said, whom he spoke, is he alive? And they answered, your servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive. And they bowed down their heads, and they made honor to Joseph. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, that's Rachel's son, and said, is this your younger brother of whom you spoke unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto you, my son. And Joseph made haste, for his heart did yearn for his brother, and he sought where to weep. He was going to cry. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. Joseph is a man that has a heart. Crying is good. Some people say, you know, I'm afraid if I start crying, it'll never stop. It'll stop. Crying is good. If God gives you the gift of tears, you cry. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be able to cry in the presence of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to be able to laugh in the presence of the Lord. And he washed his face and went out and refrained restrained himself and said, set on the table some bread. And they set on him by himself and by themselves, for the Egyptians did not eat with him by themselves, because Egyptians might not eat bread with Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptians. So the brothers are going to eat alone and not with Joseph. Why? Because it's an abomination for Egyptians to eat with Hebrews. So I'm telling you, we have the altar and we are fed the body and blood of Christ, and everyone who desires to receive and can receive, sinners and saints, receive at the table. Jesus invites us to receive his body and blood. Jesus invites us to receive his body and blood. And that's true. That's true. He doesn't say, if you're an Egyptian, you cannot receive. No, you have to be a Catholic and in the state of grace. The state of grace. And they sat down before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled one after another. And he took and sent messes unto them before him. But Benjamin's mess was five times as much as any of theirs. And they drank, and they were merry with him. And he commanded the steward of the house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of Benjamin, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. So Joseph gives to his brother Benjamin the cup, as well as more food than the other brothers. Remember, that is his blood brother. The other brothers are half brothers. These are two are Rachel's sons, Joseph and Benjamin. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, follow after the men, and when you do overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this which the Lord drinks, the cup, and whereby indeed he knows the future? You have done evil in the sight of God. And he overtook them and spake unto them these same words. And they said unto him, wherefore, my Lord, these words? God forbid that thy servants should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of the Lord's house silver or gold? With whomsoever of the servants it be found, both let them die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen. In other words, we didn't steal anything. We didn't steal anything. Joseph is testing his brothers. He's testing his brothers. And he said, now also let it be according to your words. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless. Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man's sack. And he searched and began with the eldest and left at the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes and laid every man his donkey and returned to the city. Judah's plea for Benjamin. And Judah and his brethren came to the house of Joseph, for he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, what deed is this that you have done? Were it not that such a man as I certainly have? And Judah said, what shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak? How shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servants, that they had Joseph killed, so they think. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also, where the cup was found. And he said, God forbid that I should do so, but the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get you up in peace unto your father. In other words, go back to Israel, to Jacob. Then Judah came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let your servant, I pray, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not your anger burn against your servant, for you are even as Pharaoh. Yes. Remember, Pharaoh said that Joseph could be in charge of the whole country. And remember also what he said, that the only place where the king would be more powerful than Joseph would be on the throne. My Lord asked his servant, saying, Have ye a father or a brother? And we said unto the Lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, that's Joseph, and he alone is left for his mother, that's Rachel, and his father loves him, that's Benjamin. And you said unto your servants, Bring him down unto me, that I may set my eyes upon him. And we said unto my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And you said unto the servants, Except your youngest brother come down with you, you shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up unto the servant of my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, Go again and buy us a little food. And we said, We cannot go down if our youngest brother be not with us. Then will we go down, for we may not see the man's face, except that our younger brother be with us. And your servant, my father, said unto us, Ye know that my wife bore me two sons, Joseph and Benjamin. And the one went out from me, Joseph. I said, Surely he is torn in pieces. I saw him not since. And if you take also from me the mischief that befalls him, ye shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. In other words, if you take Benjamin, I'm going to be mourning all the rest of my life. Now therefore, when I come to your servant my father, and the lad not be with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass, when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die, and thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant our father with sorrow in the grave. For your servant became surely for the lad unto my father, saying, If I bring him not unto you, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. That's Judah. That's Judah saying, If I don't bring Benjamin back, I will bear the guilt. Now therefore I pray thee, let your servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman of your Lord, and let the lad go with his brethren. And how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me? For perhaps I see evil that shall come on my father. In other words, the father's life is tied up in Benjamin. And we just have to bring Benjamin. I'll be in the place of Benjamin. I'll stay here with you, Judah said. That's the real, real story. Again, Joseph, the only good part of Joseph is the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord is with Joseph. And everything he touched prospered. The Lord is with you. I told you, if he's promised you something, believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. God makes promises, and I sometimes remind him of the promises that he has made to me. I remember many years ago, John Paul Jackson, I went to hear him, and he pointed to me and said, I saw in your mouth a megaphone. And I don't know what it means, but you're in a little room and you're touching many people for Jesus. I said, I'm on the radio and I am in a little room, and that's true. And you know, he knew this in the spirit. Then he said that people would be healed over the radio. And that I want to see happen because he promised that. He promised that. And I believe that God fulfills his promises to the dotting of every I and the crossing of every T. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord is with Joseph, and the Lord is with you today. Know that he's no further than your heart, if you are a believer and you've given your life to Jesus. He is no further than your heart. May Jesus Christ reveal himself to you today and to me. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.